This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Love is a burning thing.
Job's doing a little karaoke here.
And it makes a fiery ring.
And you haven't even had a beer yet. Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. We are live at Schmoe's Brewery. This is Bob, and Job is over here envying a glass. I'm going to bust myself here, Job. I broke my my oath. I was not going to have a beer here.
45 minutes of willpower just dashed.
My coffee was like gone. That. I had to. I didn't. There's no water here.
Really, Mom? I didn't see the light was on. I didn't know when it was time to come home.
We didn't do that.
Anyway, it's the holidays, and it is time to celebrate with your buddies, and it's hard not to do this when you're at Schmoe's Brewery in Grand Rapids here. And, you know, we sit around and we talk about a lot of different things throughout the year, and when it comes to this time of year, you know, if you're not being honest with yourself, if you haven't at least once talked to one of your buddies and said, man, I don't have any idea what to get my wife this year for Christmas, and furthermore, I don't really even know where to start thinking about it. And Barbecue Bob and I decided, you know what, we need some help in this area. And Bob, you got a friend that is kind of an expert in this area, don't you?
Expert, yeah. I think this is probably the most knowledgeable person I've ever met in the country that, in terms of telling guys how to talk to, sell to, communicate with women. And we're talking about a lady from Dallas, Texas. Right now on the live line we have Sharon Roberts. Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Well, merry morning to you, Bob. It's wonderful to talk to you today.
We haven't talked in so long. It was so great to talk to you this week. It was a great excuse to call you. And Sharon is, you are just the hottest thing in the country. And your husband, Lon, is one lucky dude because not only is she really smart, she is just a beautiful little Texas belle. She's a Southern belle from Texas. And she travels all around the country telling guys how to sell to women, how to communicate with women, and my goodness, what a treasure trove of knowledge you have.
Well, you are a charmer, and I'm liking you a lot. So, you know what? I was listening to you guys, and I thought, I'm so glad I'm going to be talking to you, because you're talking these silly things about waiting until the last minute. For goodness sake, what one woman told her husband, she said, you had the whole year to think about this. So here you are. I'm going to help you out. You said something
right
about your brain. Somebody said something about I need to start thinking with my brain. No, no, no. What I want you to do is think with that big old wonderful heart that you have. Maybe you don't even know you have a brain in your heart. Did you know that? You
nope.
Really have a little functioning brain in your heart, and it's really, really smart. So put your hand on your heart. You've got a great big old heart, and open that big old heart door. And here's truly, you do. This is not some made-up thing. You can read the book, How the Heart Speaks, and you can learn all kinds of stuff. This heart is so powerful, and the brain is so smart in your heart, it can help you. And you won't do those blunders anymore. You know, you're going to go back to, really, it's like when you were dating. When you were dating, did you hang on her every word to get some idea about what she really liked, what she was interested in? Did you?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. You go back to that. You think about, you're going back and you're thinking about what has she been talking about?
Why do I feel like I'm at a confessional?
Well, I mean, truly, but you can do this, and it's easy because your heart remembers. Your heart remembers things. And you think about the things that she longingly looked at. You think about the things that she, and you've heard her talking to her girlfriends. Man, girlfriends have great insight. And the things that women want, I heard the things about, you know, she doesn't want to get a toaster. She probably doesn't want to get a vacuum cleaner. But what are those special things, the special things that she says, oh, you've heard, think about it, your heart remembers this, where she's like, oh, that's so nice, or, oh, that
some of that stuff,
oh, that makes me feel special.
Yeah, some of that stuff's physically impossible, though, because she used to long for those washboard abs. Now they're just not there. And something I just can't buy.
No, now you're back to you again. You need to make sure you're not getting stuff for yourself. I talk about stuff for yourself. Get out of your head and start thinking things that she really, really loves. And accessories, oh my goodness, she loves accessories like crazy. But you know, you can think of some things that you know she looked at in a magazine, she saw the ad on TV, or that she's just talked about how fabulous that would be. You know what those things are that go above and beyond. These are not the things that are just the average things, but it is the extra special. What are some of the things that your special lady talks about? Tell me that. What are some of those special things that she talks about?
My wife loves jewelry.
Okay. Well, now you go and you start thinking about, and what do you start? You start thinking big, do you not? You aren't thinking about little tiny. You aren't thinking about you aren't going to how you can save money. What's the next level then you go to? Because this is not about just the thought count. It's thoughtfulness that counts. What are the things that are maybe the special things in her life? Does she love dogs? Does she love, or children? Is it, you know, what are the things that really make her tick? Is there something that she collects? Does she collect porpoises? What is it? Are there things that are really, really special? If you begin to go to that place, that happy, smart heart of yours will pick up on all those details. There's a reticular activator in your brain that will help you. Everything she mentions now, you will begin to connect all these special things. It's all about her. It's not about you. And it's things that, you know, the things that just light her up, that she just smiles and you see, it's like the sun. What are those things? You start to connect those things and don't ever go back to you. Because if you go to you, you'll buy her something that makes you light up.
Back to Victoria's Secret.
Back to Victoria's Secret. So you want to think about what are the things that put the light in her eyes. That you want to think, what puts the light in her eyes rather than the light in your eyes. If it puts the light in her eyes, it'll probably put the light in your eyes, too.
I guess we're going to Jared's then, which is a jewelry chain up here. I don't know if you have them in Texas or not.
That would, you know, if you focus, it's all about her. If you focus on her and whatever you're getting, remember, she loves accessories. She accessorizes everything. And when you give her that beautiful gift, for goodness sake, no talking about how much you save. It's all about her. And go to the next level. Have you ever been disappointed whenever you purchased something that was the next level up? Have you decided to maybe save a few coins and you know you didn't feel a bit good about that?
I went the next level up once and really missed the mark, and we
really?
Still have the thing in our house. Yeah.
It was
like a mink coat or a silver fox, and I didn't know silver fox was trending out.
that's problematic. One must do one's research. And perhaps you could have talked to a girlfriend or somebody that would have known precisely had she ever talked about what she really, really wanted. See, that's key. You need to make sure because sometimes something is really special. And then my husband one time got me something I had mentioned that I really loved that was real popular, and he got it, only he got colors that he liked instead of colors that I liked. So it's real hard. We tend to often get stuff that we like instead of what they like. It's about her.
Thank you so much for that wonderful insight. That is Sharon Roberts from Roberts & Roberts Roberts & Associates, Dallas, Texas. Sharon, you've got many books out. Give us your website if these guys want to find you.
It's r2assoc.com. And it's a good thing for you all to remember that women do not gossip. They advertise.
Okay, you can just go on Google and look for Sharon Roberts, R2 and Associates. This lady's got some great insight on how to figure women out, which is an age-old secret. She's got the key, guys. Sharon, love you so much. Thanks for coming on. It was great to talk to you again, and hope we get to see you sometime in this next coming year.
Great. great to talk to you today. Have a fabulous, fabulous holiday. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, that sounds hard. Guys, this is going to take a little bit of extra effort. This isn't two guys standing back at the grill and being able to get it in the last minute. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We're hoping you and your family have a great holiday meal and a safe and happy holiday season. We'll talk with you in a minute.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.